Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of HDFC Bank, one of India's largest private lenders, trading under the ticker HDB on the NYSE. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about HDFC Bank? Well, it's a heavyweight in the Indian banking sector, and with a market cap of over $141 billion, it's a name that catches the eye of global investors. Based in Mumbai, HDFC Bank has been a dominant player in retail and wholesale banking, with a massive network of branches and ATMs across India, and a presence in places like Bahrain, Hong Kong, and Dubai. But lately, there's been some turbulence, think leadership changes and regulatory headwinds. So we're going to unpack all of that and see what it means for the stock. If you're new to investing or just curious about Indian banks, this is your chance to get the full picture. Let's start with the basics about HDFC Bank. Founded in 1994, this isn't just any bank. It's a powerhouse in the financial services space, operating in the bank's regional industry within the broader financial services sector. They've got over 6,300 branches and more than 18,000 ATMs spread across thousands of cities and towns in India. Their services range from retail banking for individuals to wholesale banking for corporations, plus treasury services and more. With over 214,000 employees and under the leadership of CEO Sashidhar Jagdishan, HDFC Bank has built a reputation for stability and growth. But as we'll see, not everything is smooth sailing right now. Moving on to revenue, let's take a look at how HDFC Bank makes its money. While I don't have the most recent segmentation data at hand, historically, their revenue streams are split across key areas like retail banking, wholesale banking, and treasury services. Retail banking, which includes personal loans, credit cards, and deposits, has traditionally been a major driver, often contributing a significant chunk of their income. Wholesale banking, catering to large corporations and institutions, also plays a big role, while treasury services add to the mix with investment and trading activities. Over the past few years, their total revenue has seen impressive growth, jumping from about $1.6 trillion in 2022 to over $4.2 trillion INR in 2025. That's a clear sign of their ability to scale, but we'll dig deeper into whether this growth is sustainable when we look at earnings and financials. Now let's talk earnings, because this is where we see how profitable HDFC Bank really is. For the fiscal year 2025, they reported a net income of around 673.5 billion INR, up from 622.7 billion INR in 2024. That's solid growth, and their earnings per share also climbed from $135.63 to $139.20 over the same period. Looking at their Q3 FY26 earnings call, the bank highlighted results that met expectations, with a focus on deposit growth and credit quality. They're pushing hard on customer engagement and seem confident about navigating the current economic environment. However, there are whispers of challenges ahead, especially with regulatory changes, which we'll touch on later. For now, the key takeaway is that HDFC Bank is still posting strong numbers, even if the pace of growth isn't as explosive as it once was compared to some peers. Diving a bit deeper into what management has been saying, during their Q3 FY26 earnings call, HDFC Bank emphasized their strategic focus on deposit mobilization and maintaining a strong credit environment. They're doubling down on real-time transaction monitoring, partnering with tech like QuestDB to handle high-volume data, and they believe this positions them well for future growth. Management also acknowledged some headwinds, like policy changes from the Reserve Bank of India, but they're optimistic about their ability to adapt. It's clear they're prioritizing stability over aggressive expansion right now, which could be a smart move given the uncertainties in the market. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the income statement side, HDFC Bank's revenue for FY2025 hit $4.2 trillion INR, with a gross profit of about 2.2 trillion INR. Their operating income was solid at 861.5 billion INR, and net income, as I mentioned, came in at 673.5 billion INR. That translates to a net profit margin of roughly 13.7%, which is decent for a bank of this size. Switching to the balance sheet, total assets as of FY 2025 stood at a massive $43.9 trillion, up from 44.1 trillion INR in 2024, still a huge number. Their cash and cash equivalents are at 3.2 trillion INR, which gives them a nice liquidity cushion. Total liabilities are high at 38.5 trillion INR, but that's expected for a bank with a business model built on deposits and loans. Their debt-to-equity ratio is around 1.09, which isn't alarming, but worth keeping an eye on. Shareholders' equity grew to 5.2 trillion INR, showing they're building a stronger capital base over time. Lastly, on the cash flow front, FY 2025 showed a net cash outflow from operating activities of about 2.1 trillion INR, which is a bit concerning compared to positive flows in previous years, like 190.7 billion INR in 2024. This could be due to heavy investments or loan disbursements, but it's something to monitor. Free cash flow was negative at 2.1 trillion INR, reinforcing that they're in a capital-intensive phase right now. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a bank with strong fundamentals, but some short-term cash flow pressures. All right, let's talk valuation. Right now, HDFC Bank's price-to-earnings ratio is sitting at about 17.3, which is roughly in line with the industry average for regional banks at 17.3. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.37, suggesting the market is pricing in decent growth expectations. Looking at forward PE ratios, for FY 2026, analysts are projecting a forward PE of around 19.2, which drops to 16.9 by FY 2027. That indicates the stock might be reasonably valued if earnings growth continues as expected. Compared to peers, HDFC Bank isn't the cheapest in the sector, but it's not overpriced either. Their dividend yield of 1.69% is a nice bonus for income-focused investors. So from a valuation standpoint, it's not screaming buy or sell. It's more of a let's see how they execute situation. Now let's break down HDFC Bank through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, HDFC Bank has a robust financial track record. Their consistent revenue and profit growth, evident from 673.5 billion INR in net income for FY 2025, shows they've got a strong operational foundation. Their massive branch network and tech investments, like real-time transaction monitoring, give them an edge in customer reach and efficiency. On the weaknesses side, recent leadership changes have raised eyebrows. The sudden exit of their chairman, reported to be due to a rift with management, led to a $16 billion stock rout. That kind of instability at the top can shake investor confidence. Plus, their negative operating cash flow in FY 2025 signals some short-term financial strain. For opportunities, the Indian banking sector still has room for growth, especially in digital banking and financial inclusion. HDFC Bank's focus on customer engagement and deposit growth positions them well to capture more market share. Their international presence, though small, could also be expanded. Finally, threats. Regulatory headwinds from the Reserve Bank of India, including foreign exchange restrictions, could hit their income streams. Competition from other private banks and fintechs is heating up, and any misstep in asset quality could hurt them, especially with new provisioning norms on the horizon. So, while they've got a lot going for them, there are real risks to navigate. Let's take a look at recent performance on the charts. Over the past week, HDB stock is up 2.29%, and it's gained 2.32% over the last month. However, zoom out to 3 months, and it's down 10.28%, with an 11.74% drop over 6 months. Year over year, it's up 11.08%, which is decent, but over 5 years, it's down 17.38%, underperforming compared to broader market indices. The stock's beta of 0.49 suggests it's less volatile than the market, which could appeal to conservative investors. But honestly, the short-term downward trend over the past few months might signal caution. If you're looking at technicals, keep an eye on whether it breaks key support levels or shows signs of reversal. For now, it's not exactly inspiring confidence for a quick rally. Moving to intrinsic value, I want to calculate whether HDFC Bank is over or undervalued using a discounted cash flow model, but I need to throw in a big caveat here. DCF isn't the ideal method for valuing banks like HDFC. Why? Because banks don't operate on traditional free cash flows the way other companies do. Their business is all about managing deposits and loans, which messes with standard cash flow projections. That said, let's walk through a rough DCF estimate, and then I'll pivot to more relevant metrics for banks. Using historical data, if we project future cash flows based on past operating cash flow trends, admittedly tricky with the recent negative $2.1 trillion INR in FY 2025, and apply a conservative discount rate, we might arrive at an intrinsic value. But again, this is shaky ground for a bank. So instead of leaning heavily on DCF, let's focus on better valuation tools for banks like price-to-book and PE ratios. HDFC Bank doesn't have a readily available PB ratio in my data, but with a PE of 17.3, it's aligned with industry norms. If we consider their dividend yield of 1.69% and apply a dividend discount model, it suggests the stock might be fairly valued at current levels, assuming stable dividend growth. Compared to the current market price of $27.51, there's no glaring undervaluation or overvaluation here. But remember, for banks, metrics like PB and asset quality are often more telling than DCF, so factor those into your research. All right, let's wrap this up. HDFC Bank is a giant in the Indian banking space with strong fundamentals, revenue growth, a massive network, and decent profitability. But there are red flags: leadership instability, regulatory pressures, and recent cash flow concerns. Valuation-wise, it's not a steal, but it's not wildly overpriced either. For long-term investors, this might be a hold while we wait for clarity on management and policy impacts. If you're more risk-averse, the short-term chart trends might make you hesitate. What do you think? Are you bullish on HDFC Bank, or are the risks too high right now? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.